Kate. I'm Kate Graham, the retiring chairperson for the Southern Region Committee, and it's been a pleasure to work with you all. I have here some of the committee members who, when we introduce the committee, we will say who we all are, but most importantly, we've got Colette Laws-Chapman from the National Board. But I hope some of you get to watch this, but we're going to just run through our annual general meeting, for which we're very pleased to have comments about. We'd like you to feedback. So if we could just move on to the next slide, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what we do, try to entice you to join us. We had 2019, we had two study days. I hope some of you joined us, Pump and Perfusion, Workforce and Wellbeing, and the committee put together that. Unfortunately, our 2020 study days had to be cancelled because of COVID-19, as you're all very aware. We do support study awards. We sent four people to conference. We had financial support to one. Also, we do quite a lot of communication with the National Board. They ask our opinions, but more importantly, they give us advice. We do this via the WhatsApp group, and we do it by, and also we join in their learn zones and things. There's an awful lot to be gained from being a member, increasingly so, because the COVID queries have been amazingly helpful, as have the learn zones. We hold 8 meetings a year. Most of these are increasingly going to be by video conferencing, especially as I won't be involved because I'm particularly inept at it. And we'd love members to join us at our meetings. We're always looking for new members of the committee. But most importantly, you can find details on our website, but we also have our own email address, which is, as you can see below. So please do contact us if you can. So the purpose of tonight's meeting is we had our last meeting on the 2nd, on the March 20th, and I think we've had a discussion before and everybody's happy with those minutes. But the main thing for us to discuss tonight is our new committee. So if you could just put up the new committee kindly, please, that would be lovely, thank you. So you can see there on this slide here, we have a committee which is retiring from 2018-2020. And we have a committee who are looking to be re-elected, and you can see that we have proposers and seconders. To be on the committee, you must be a member of the BACCN, which is a very favourable rate, as I've just said, for a lot of the benefits you get. So the chairperson is going to be Caroline Stewart. Caroline, could you wave to us, please?
Hi.
Hello. And she's been proposed, as you can see. Our new secretary will be Luther Jenkins, who was an associate member and did a little bit of work with Link members. I can go back. Caroline's been on the committee for over 2 years, so she's an experienced committee member. We then have our treasurer. At the moment, Echo Accounts do a lot of most of the financial work with us, but Jackie Mitchell keeps an overview of that. She's done that for many years. Then we have a membership secretary who would be happy to process anybody's membership if they want to send it in, and that would be Chris Beavers. As coordinator, we have Heather Bade, and she will run through briefly some study days that we have planned going forward. And then study day coordinator 2, which is more just checking on the administration, that would be Jackie Mitchell again. We have a regional link who goes to the link days and updates us from things that are happening from the National Board, because it's really important to have that link between two, so we are our link with them, although you can contact them directly. They've got the web editors post, which is Stephen Cutler, who's been on the committee for about 6 months now. Link members coordinator's role is vacant. That's a difficult role, and we're struggling to get you as new members, so we're going to jump on you all at the next study day, because I'll tell you why it's so good to be a member. We've got 2 new associate members, which we're really pleased about. That's Sam Harrison, who is a staff nurse at one of the Surrey hospitals, and we've also Christina Gigliani, who is a staff nurse in the various London hospitals. So we have a very varied board. If I could just run back, Caroline is working at King's College London, she's an educator. Lucy is at, Homerton. Jackie works at Reading. Heather's an educator at Brighton. Jackie again works at East Surrey. Thank you, I can hear Jackie. And then Tim works at, guys, I said Thomas, Branca works at Bromley. Stephen works, I believe it's at King's.
No, Guys and Tommy's as well.
Guys and St. Thomas's. Mm. So and it's a very, we really do widely cover the area, and also we widely cover, we're very entrenched in critical care. So I'm just going to run on now just to tell you a little bit about our accounts. Jackie, would you be happy for me to just run through that quickly, or would you like to do that?
All right, I'm happy for you to do that.
All right, if you just pop onto the Treasurer's report. You will see we have plenty of money in our accounts. We're not rich, but we're not poor either. So we're always desperate for you to apply for conference places and engage you in any way that we possibly can. Remember, to access this money, you have to be a member. So we always keep £5,000 in our account, but at the moment we are just below £9,000, just above £9,000. It's been very static, so we've cancelled two study dates, but you know, we're not poor, so that's great. Can you look at the next slide, please? Membership numbers. This looks a sorry state. This looks like the COVID graphs on the monthly daily bulletin. Basically, our membership has gone down to 372. We are by far the biggest region in the UK. But I don't know why we're struggling to engage people the benefits of being a member. I think with all the work that's been done on the share that's been done with COVID, people start advantageous it is. Obviously, not on top of everything I've just said, you do get your magazines as well. But it is a really important professional group, which we do need to look after ourselves very carefully, and it is really good for resources, particularly on the website now. It's becoming better and better. So upcoming study events. Heather, I'd let you run through these two if you may. Heather, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Could you go to the next slide? Heather, do you mind just telling us about your planned study events?
Yeah, so as Kate said, unfortunately we've had to bump up the dates because 2020 is like the year that never happened in terms of structured events and things. And so we've decided our November evening study day is now going to take place in February. And that's booked for the 25th of February, a Thursday evening. And the venue will be confirmed closer to the time, but we're looking at a London venue. And the title of that evening study event will be Support and Sustain. And it will be about a review and a response to the pandemic that we've all experienced, and looking at how we can support and sustain ourselves as individuals and as a community, and the nursing situation that we're all facing ourselves in. So that will be an evening event. And then the other main event, the full day event that happens annually, will be on the 11th of June, 2021. And some people might have registered for the June 2020 event, which would have been actually this week coming up, wouldn't it, if it had gone on. And so we've essentially put the whole program on hold, and we'll run the same program in that next year. And so the topics are all related to feed and breathe as a theme. And specifically, there'll be a session on difficult airways, lung protective ventilation, weaning off ventilation, ARDS, proning, a service user talk, critical care nutrition, liver failure and nutrition, pancreatitis and nutrition, and dysphagia. And we had some really fantastic speakers booked in that have indicated, or a number of them have indicated, they would be still keen to speak. But obviously the program will be confirmed closer to the time once people are certain of their schedules for June 2021.
Thank you.
So, sorry. I hope everybody comes along.
Thank you, Heather. Caroline, as a new chair, can I just hand over you to close the meeting, and then we'll do we can do any other business maybe off screen, because I don't think there's anything particularly specific.
So okay. Just, Caroline. I'm going to stop sharing my screen, so if everybody can hear me. So is there anybody who has got any questions or any comments about any of the new committee's members, or any of the new committee roles? If any of you are new to the committee, do you have any questions that you want to ask?
If I may make a comment, a few things, as always, you know, I'll say something, but feel very proud of you all. Fantastic. How difficult it's been to be in this time, and you've turned around and got a new committee, kept going and organised an AGM, and I think that's really impressive. So I wanted to give my applause for that. Very impressive. great to see the dances really well done, and that you're ahead of the game thinking go into 2021 to really throw at, and that's exactly what I mean. It will help you bond together, if you can have traction. So really impressive. Thank you. Don't be despondent that your numbers have dropped. We should try and look at what has happened across all the other regions as well, see if it's what it is. We don't know what that is at the moment. That's something to be back nationally, I think. But well done, and congratulations to all your new appointments. Okay, what can I say? Long time.
I'm out of it. The nicest possible. It's been a complete honour, a fabulous group, and that's why I would like to encourage new people to join us. Because it's ever evolving, and that's enough now. But it's really, you're amazing. So I have no doubt the committee will go from strength to strength. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. It's been you have been a great chair, and you've really supported us and encouraged us when the committee was, you know, only had a few members on it, and I think that's, we had a very successful study day, and that's partly down to all the committee members and all the seniors.
Absolutely. Thank you, Caroline.
Is there anybody else who wants to say anything?
Well, I suppose I'll just need, well, obviously I'm new, so I don't know how this works, so I'll need guidance, but I'm happy to help with whatever he's doing.
Yeah, that's no problem, Christina. What we'll do is, at the next meeting that we have, I will send you an invite. It'll probably be via a video link. So we'll send you out the agenda beforehand. And basically, you can just listen into the meeting and you can get an idea of what's going to happen from there on in. But it's nothing too onerous, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it thoroughly.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Thank you.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you to Kate as well.
It's fine. No, Jackie, you've been great.
You've been brilliant. Thank you.